The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And in honor of Spring Break Week, we've been talking about break-related topics. Today, we're going to talk about the tools you'll need to fix some of the things that often break around the house.
We know sometimes you should call in a professional, but there's tons of advice online so you can try to fix the problem yourself first, like plumbing issues. If you have a clog, for example, you can try using a tea kettle of boiling water. You can also try a mixture of vinegar and baking soda to flush out a drain.
I'll have to try that. Well, if you want to try and fix things that break around the house, there are some basic tools you'll need to have on hand. According to a great article we found on Gizmodo, there are 10 tools you'll need to fix almost anything.
The first five are a hammer, pliers, wire cutters, a pocket knife, and a screwdriver with multiple bits. A little side note here, we think it's so important to teach our kids about how these tools work and let them get some hands-on training. My husband is really good about asking our daughter to help him fix things around the house, and she definitely knows the difference between a Phillips head screwdriver and a flathead. Boys and girls need to be capable.
Totally agree. Okay, the other five tools you should have on hand to fix things that break in your house are an adjustable wrench, a good flashlight, a tape measure, and WD-40. That's a pretty good list.
Yes, it is. Well, if you missed any of those, we'll put a link to that list on our website today. You can find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.